land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Friday, March 1st, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a really informational, packed show for you today. Lots of information, lots of interviews, lots of conversations. History lesson in the second hour with Pastor Chatfield. We are blowing it up today. This is not going to be a laid-back Friday. This is going to be all hands on deck. You need to share this information. We have got all of the facts figured out, all of the details. Bottom line, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell will be on in the third hour to describe her efforts in talking directly with Pete Hoekstra, Stu Foster, J.D. Glasser, and it's going to be a very interesting discussion. The first congressional district is not going to be going to Detroit, nor is the first district going to Grand Rapids. The first congressional district is going to be holding their own caucus in Houghton Lake on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. I've already canceled my hotel room for Friday night down in the Detroit area. I've gotten another hotel in Houghton Lake. 10 o'clock Saturday morning, same venue that was the host site of the January 13th special state committee meeting. It's going to be at that same exact location this coming Saturday. I've been told that the Detroit venue of Huntington Place has been canceled. I know the secretary and the treasurer of the state party putting out information that they're going to go to Detroit. Well, I hate to tell you this, but the venue has shut down and refunded the deposit and the payment for that venue. To get confirmation of all this, we're going to have Dan Bonomi on in the next segment. He is the chair of Crawford County. He had been elected by the state committee members to replace Melinda Pago as co-chair of the Michigan Republican Party. That, of course, was overturned in court by Judge Rossi. We're going to get all the details in the next segment. Bottom line, what's going on? 25 counties are not going to be credentialed. My Antrim County now, part of it. Sheboygan included in the list, along with the list we sent out to you yesterday. So basically, 25 counties, even regardless of the efforts of Dr. Sherry O'Donnell in dealing with Hoekstra and Stu Foster directly, Well, they finally, their credential committee made the decision, sorry, you are past the deadline. If you come to Grand Rapids, you will not be allowed to enter the building. Alcona, Alger, Antrim, Aranac, Charlevoix, Sheboygan, Crawford, Delta, Dickinson, Gogebic, Gratiot, Huron, Iosco, Keweenaw, Mackinac, Menominee, Meskaki, Mount Morenci, Oceana, Ogemaw, Oscoda, Ottawa, Presque Isle County, Schoolcraft, and St. Clair. If you go to Grand Rapids, you will not be allowed in the building. So we're going to talk to Dan Bonomy in the next segment. We're going to get to the bottom of all this. And bottom line, if you've made arrangements for a hotel in Detroit, call and ask for a refund or cancel your reservation. Dan will be with us in the next segment. Short word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. Joining us now is Dan Bonomy. He's the Crawford County GOP chair, former co-chair of the Michigan Republican Party, according to Judge Rossi. He's joining us this morning for an update. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Trucker. It's a beautiful day at North Higgins Lake.
Yes, sir. Gorgeous blue skies, no wind. We're loving northern Michigan. But I got a press release from the 1st Congressional District Secretary, Chris Holtz, there in Traverse City. And the map is pretty clear. And even with Dr. Sherry O'Donnell's efforts in talking directly with Pete Hoekstra, J.D. Glasser, and Stu Foster, they're holding firm on these some 25 counties not being credentialed in Grand Rapids. So the 1st Congressional District folks up here made a decision to go with an alternative site, not Detroit or Grand Rapids. Explain that to the audience.
So, you know, the hoax came in and blocked everything from us. I've been on the phone with patriots that signed up to be delegates to represent their county. Some of them lost $1,500 on their hotel rooms in Detroit because they can't cancel it. He's blowing people up over this. So what happened is we are not in Houghton Lake. I mean, we are not in Detroit. They are calling this in Grand Rapids. I haven't even got a call to convention as a delegate and as a county chair. We haven't got information to tell us what we need to do. So last night, with all the confusion, or actually yesterday morning, we started talking about this. And Dare Rendon took the lead, and we took and booked a hall in Houghton Lake, Michigan. And this is a district caucus. So the district chair, I would believe, should have the right to call where her district caucus is. A district caucus is not covered under any MCL, like a state convention or a county convention is. So we booked a room, and we sent out a call to convention, and we are now going to have our own in northern Michigan. Pete Hoekstra can do what he wants down there. He's going to trample on everybody. And I tell you, if you can't tell, I'm a little bit frustrated over this whole thing, because you're talking about 600 people that are the President Trump's most true patriots from northern Michigan. His strongest audience are not going to be allowed in to vote in the presidential caucus. This is insane.
Yeah.
I did talk. I was told, you know, you guys had an effort with Dr. Sherry O'Donnell the previous day. They called me and said, hey, Dan, there's 24 or 25 counties that we don't have any credentials on. At 11 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday, they asked me to help get the credentials sent to them. I emailed mine immediately, and I started talking around to other counties. Then I find out Grand Traverse and Leelanau didn't even send theirs to him, and yet he has theirs on the list. They won't tell us how they got it, and they haven't shown me proof that it's even the correct list. These guys are just going out on their own and trying to put the people they want there. I mean, they're sitting Sue Aller as the first district chair, which admitted to MERS the night we removed her that she was not going to fight it. She was not going to do anything and accepted the results of her not being the first district chair. These people are just overrunning us, and they're not following the rule of law. It's insane.
Now, for the people that are blowing up my phone last night, I was up until almost 1 o'clock texting and taking phone calls and talking to people. Clarify for the listeners the venue in Detroit at Huntington Place. Explain to them what's going on, what you've heard, what you're being told about that venue being canceled.
Well, Michigan GOP is the one who leased it. Christina signed that contract well before any of this. Your county convention sent right out every single one of them, even the ones that are saying they're not that it's not called there and they're going to Grand Rapids. It said Huntington Place with the name, address, and time on our call to conventions. I was told yesterday that is going to be locked up and they are not going to allow people in it. Per the court order, you know, our general counsel and Christina were ordered they can't do anything or represent or deal with any business for us. So it goes right back to Hoekstra.
So at this point, based on Judge Rossi's opinion, what he came out with this week, he's basically saying that Hoekstra is in control of the Michigan Republican Party, and because technically the lease agreement, the rental agreement of Huntington Place was given to the Michigan Republican Party, which they now are saying, wait a minute, the judge just ordered that Hoekstra is, in fact, the chair of the party, and Hoekstra is shutting down the venue in Detroit for those that are planning on going. The secretary, I believe, and the treasurer of the state party have continued to put out information that they're going to Detroit. And you're saying the building's basically going to be locked down. They won't be even allowed to enter the building. Is that correct?
That's what I'm being told. Yep. So that's why we took and pulled an alternate location. And I know I was on calls till 3 a.m. yesterday and today, this morning. And I know there's multiple other districts that are going to follow our lead, and they're going to do the same thing. I talked with Ken Baer, District 4, last night at 1 a.m., and he found a location, and they were having their own convention call set out this morning to people. Here's the problem. All this was in place, and this is not a chair battle. This is the state committee setting the rules for a caucus for the president, and what happens in that should have been picked from the districts. It is a district caucus. When we requested a state committee meeting, the hoax show says, no, you can't do that. Well, if there's no state committee meeting and there's no state convention, then what's the state party involved in?
Exactly. This should be totally a district function on Saturday morning, March 2nd at 10 o'clock, in order to get our delegates seated in Milwaukee on each congressional district. 13 districts times 3, that's where we get the 39 delegates back.
Yep. And my thought on this is, and I don't have proof on this, but it sure feels like he's trying to keep the President Trump vote out of that caucus.
Now, one point that a couple of people have sent to me is the fact that a recent picture this past week with Pete Hoekstra and Peter Meyer, a U.S. Senate candidate, who, he, as you know, Dan, very well, his very first vote in Washington on the House, United States House of Representatives floor, was to impeach Donald Trump. And they're saying, wait a minute, is this maybe a ploy or a manipulative way of getting Nikki Haley some delegates so that she will continue to stay in the fight? Because of Trump's legal battles, they're concerned that he may be actually convicted and will not even be able to be the nominee. And is this what their way of trying to keep Nikki Haley into the race?
Well, per the rules of this caucus, we were supposed to meet as a state committee this morning or tomorrow before the caucus to approve. These are temporary rules that are in place, and the RNC wouldn't let us pass them before March 1st. So we were supposed to meet this morning or tomorrow to solidify the rules for the caucus so that our electors would be counted. And they are not calling a state committee meeting before it. My thought is they're trying to blow this up, and they're trying to make it so those 39 electors are not seated over in Milwaukee.
So if Donald Trump loses the majority of those, if not all of them, that reduces our representation in Milwaukee and actually lowers the amount of delegates that would be awarded to Donald Trump in Milwaukee.
Yeah, we will have 16 delegates instead of 55. So Michigan's voice will be mostly nullified.
Yeah, diminished greatly. I got a text message here that Denise from Genesee County, Denise Smith, says, well, then somebody needs to talk to the secretary and the treasurer because they're still putting out information that they're going to Detroit. Did they just not get this information to your knowledge? Do you know whether the secretary and treasurer of the state party even know what's going on about the venue?
I don't know when she got that, but I do know that the treasurer talked to me at the wee hours this morning and knows that we can't go there.
Okay, very good. The secretary is Angela Galise, and she's also still putting it out, so maybe you need to talk with her as well. Last question for you, Dan. Where do we go from here?
Well, you know what? We build our county parties. We come in with a voice. We let them know in August at the convention. If we're not successful in making some changes between now and then, we come in there, we run the hoax show right off the stage. We put a permanent chair in. We pass the things we want at that. In February, when we come in, we make sure we are ready to put in a true grassroots chair, and we are ready to back them. I wasn't involved at the start of this, but I have learned greatly what needs to be done, and we need to make some changes. We need bylaws that take and give the county parties control over the state committee, not a state committee and a bunch of cronies that can do what they want. They really just want this back to be able to run money through it. That's what it comes down to. They don't care about the rest of the party. So we need to take back our party. We've done it twice recently. We've showed them when they didn't seat Mark Fortin's crew that the delegation of grassroots stood up and told them they were wrong and ran Weiser off the stage. And then again with Christina Caramo at 58% over everybody else that joined forces against her running for chair, except Scott Greenlee, showed them that the grassroots wanted somebody in there. Now they're trying to use lawfare to overrun the vote of us, and we the people need to just stand up and take back what's ours.
Well, the bottom line is the filing deadline to be a precinct delegate on the August 6th ballot this year is May 7th. So we need to get this information out to people as quickly as possible and get everybody to run for precinct delegates and overcome and beat the DeVos candidates that they're flooding the applications. I talked to two clerks, and they said, Randy, we got applications for precinct delegates for the Republican Party, and we know these people are Democrats. There's all kinds of games being played, and we need to make sure we get the right messaging out, Dan, and make sure our people get elected. I'm sure you'd agree with that.
I would. As the chair of Crawford County, I'm increasing our numbers of delegates this year again. I'm working on apportioning that out currently, and we'll be turning that in this week to the county clerk. And we are going to go out. You know, people need to get involved. Come to your county board meeting. Get with your committee that's there. Get out and market yourself as the Republican that wants to bring back and save our republic. That's what we're working on. And I'll tell you, Northern Michigan is the strongest at that, and that's why they don't want us at this caucus.
Well, it's really interesting. Out of that list of 25 counties, it looks like the majority of the counties are our first district. And being the largest geographical district, this is really disenfranchising our first congressional district. And I'm glad you guys have decided to do Houghton Lake. You and Dare Rendon have asked me to be the parliamentarian for the event, and I'm willing to come there. I've canceled my room down in Troy already, and I've gotten another room in Houghton Lake, so I'll definitely be there. But one of the things that we're looking at, Ann Clark, I got a text message. She was originally the person that lined up Huntington Place. Is that confirmed by Ann Clark that Detroit is a no-go, is the question to you?
I don't. Last I talked with Ann, she was trying to continue working on that there. That was yesterday afternoon. I know she had some attorneys that were working on that, but I don't believe that she was successful in that. And that woman is a saint. She has worked her butt off to try helping us do everything we can. So nothing against Ann. She is doing an amazing job. But, you know, when somebody has a lease and you have court orders that push things, I don't see that happening. Like I said, the district chairs that were all planning on going there told me at midnight, at least a large group of them, this is out. They turned around. They were going over to Detroit, and they were told at 10, 11 o'clock, turn around and go home because you're not going to be able to do this.
Well, I've got other patriots from around the state texting me, blowing me up right now, saying, hey, can we join you patriots up at Houghton Lake on Saturday? Genesee County and a few other counties. So,
you know what? All of them are friendlies. I love them. Death. Their voice won't count if they're not their county or their district caucus.
Yes.
But I've got room for 350 in that room. And I'm betting we're going to have room for an extra 40, 60 guests. So if we're not going to turn anybody away that wants to come in as a guest, the press is allowed to come in. We want the press to come in and see what's going on. I mean, I've heard vendors that are going to come up with Trump swag that they want to sell in the parking lot. We don't care. We want this to be a patriot event.
Amen, brother. Keep fighting a good fight. We'll see you in Hope Lake tomorrow.
Thanks, Randy. See you tomorrow.
Okay, Dan. Thank you. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.